There are so many pastimes of this Radha Kunda.
By the mercy of the Lord.
Thirty
days of Parikram have passed. And you have traveled to the 12 main forests of Vrindavan. And the sub forests, more than 12, and other forests also, you could have darshan in these days. There, whatever pastimes of Bhagavan were performed in those places, those pastimes also you heard. Now you went to Khadirvan, Kokilvan,
Javat,
Kokilvan, Choti, Vadi Vethan, Choti Chakpadi, fourth one, you had darshan of all these places and you came back. The pastimes of those places definitely must have been described. Today is the Sarala Pravishta, the most respectable Om Vishnupad, Shri Srimad Bhakti, Pramod Puri, disappearance day is today. On this very day, he went into the eternal pastimes. In Bengal, in the East Bengal, in some very nice aristocratic rich Brahmin family, he had taken birth. Right from his childhood, he had attraction towards dharma naturally. Staying in the home, he studied and he also completed his graduation. And after that, he was a very good writer. In some magazine also, in some editor, what was the name of the magazine? Earlier. He was an editor in some magazine. Publisher and editor he was. When Some of Prabhupada's disciples went in his village. When he heard the glories of Prabhupada, then Prabhupada, he was colored in the Prabhupada's color mood. And then he went to the mat. And he took the shelter of Prabhupada's lotus feet. Diksha and Shiksha he accepted from Prabhupada. Paramananda Brahmachari was the name given to him by Srila Prabhupada. And first of all, in he was appointed as the editor of Nadia Prakash, the magazine. Many days he worked like this, many years. And then monthly Gaudiya Patrika, the Gaudiya magazine, also he was participating in that, was contributing. Very soft person he was. Very gentle person. Prabhupada saw his qualification and he gave him the title Maha Upadeshak. Whenever he would speak some Harikatha or Kirtan, he would just close his eyes. He would never keep his eyes open. Having the darshan of Krishna, he used to speak who got up, who is sitting, who what they are doing. He did not see all these things. Like this, in the times, till the time of Prabhupada, taking various positions, he served his Gurudev. And at the time of disappearance of Prabhupada, Gaudiya Mat, because there were some disturbances, which most of the qualified disciples, the exalted sannyasis, disciples of Prabhupada, they were bound to leave that place. He also left this place. In Chunchura, in our mat near my Gurudev, he came earlier. Maybe he took sannyas from this Uriya. From Vaikhanas Maharaj. From Vaikhanas Maharaj, the very one of the earlier disciples of Srila Prabhupada, very scholar in Sanskrit. He was a great astrologer also. He came in our mat. That time, Guruji, he gave him the service to Gurudev. I was serving him to make serve meals. When he used to go to take bath in the Ganga, then I used to take his uttariya and other clothes. And kamandalu I used to take. And when he used to come, I used to also take bath along with him and come back. One day, there was everything I had left but one lota from my path. Ashram was there with me. I was taking that. At the banks of Ganga, we were taking bath. And that pot, that lota, tide came and it got lost in that tide. When I saw around that, it was not there, then Puri Maharaji started laughing. He said, "Very nice. That whatever you had left from your past ashram belongings, that also is gone." So like this, I used to stay with him sometime. After that, he Pujyapad Nikula Pravishnam Vishnabha Sri Srimad Bhakti Dev Vadav Maharaj Goswami Maharaj. He was in his station and used to preach all over, and then he used to again edit his magazine, in Chaitanya Vani magazine. Everything he used to write, publish it, everything he used to take care about this. And wherever he used to go, he used to travel with him. After that, after a few days, in Kalna, he established a mat. And then in Mayapur also, Gopinath Gaudiya Mat. In Vrindavan also, one Gopinath Gaudiya Mat he established. Very wonderful writer he was. In Jagannath Puri also. In Jagannath Puri when I used to go, wherever he used to stay, maybe in Calcutta or Mayapur or Puri, I definitely used to go and see him. And what books I was writing, publishing, I used to give him. He used to say, you also should, when you publish, you give me also some of your books. And when he used to see these books that I used to publish, he used to be very happy. And, oh, in your Hindi language, you are publishing so many books. I give you my very, very special blessings. Very, he used to have a lot of respect for me. And whenever I used to take every book to his lotus feet, whenever I used to publish, he used to be very happy when I used to give him. In the end moment, he used to not speak much. Then for his darshan, I went to Puri Math. He was just lying down, quiet. But I went. And I said, I am your servant, Narayan Maharaj. He opened his eyes and he became very happy. I spoke some words, although it was forbidden for him to speak much, but still he spoke a few words with me. And then I offered him my pranam to him. And after a few days, I think he left body. He went into the eternal abode. Today, on this date of his disappearance, I pray at his lotus feet that on all of us, he may be merciful, so that we also can attain Siddha Bhakti the way he was able to preach, and that same Guru Nishtha we also should have. He was very dear to my Guru Maharaj, our Param Gurudev. My Guru Maharaj used to have a lot of affection for him, Guru Maharaj. He was Vinod Da, the elder brother. And he always used to call him Vinod Da. Oh, Vinod, the elder brother. Sannyasi or whoever. They used to just call him Vinod Da, Vinod, the elder brother, like this. And Guru Maharaj Ji is happy in his association. He used to consider him. Somebody used to call him Maharaj. No, nobody used to call him like this, Maharaj. Everybody used to call him Vinoda, everybody. To my Guru Maharaj, everybody used to call him Vinoda. Now also when somebody is speaking about it, Vinoda. In Mayapur, Muslims or other old people who are left still alive, they call him, address him as Vinoda. Then Puri Maharaj Ji, Jai. Translation. Oh, sorry. I got you into where is Mother Priya Krishna Kripa? Even if they are, they will not speak. Even if they will be here. Malati is there. No, Malati is not. Huh? One more. Who was there? One more?
Today is the most worshipful day, the disappearance day of Vijayanagara province on Vishnu Pad, Vijayanagara province of Kumar Puri Maharaj. So he appeared in Bangladesh, and from birth he was naturally inclined towards religious activity. He appeared in a very religious Brahmin family. And even at young age, he showed great proclivity in writing and was an editor even before he came to the monk. Some disciples of Jagat Guru Sivati Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur were preaching around the area, and from there he heard the Guru glories of Sri Prabhupada. He went to the mat there and met Prabhupada and took shelter at the lotus feet. And some days after he took Diksha and Shiksha and joined the mat completely as a Brahmachari. And he was given the name Sri Pranamananda Brahmachari. Prabhupada put him in charge of the world's first daily spiritual newspaper, the Navya Prakash. And after some time, he was given the editorship of the monthly Pachika magazine. His behavior was very soft and gentle. And Srimati Siddhanta Swami Thakur gave him the honorary title Mahama Upadayana, one who gives, who is qualified to give instruction. When he would speak Harikatha, his eyes would be closed. That time he would be having the darshan of Krishna. Who would come on stage and who would get up and go? He has no idea. He would make completely the servants of his Gurudev. But after the disappearance of Srila Prabhupada, there was so much disturbance in the Gaudiya Mutt. Most of the main disciples of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Thakur went here and there, especially many came to our Padma Gurudev. That time he also, after taking sannyas from the very famous Raj Pandit, Sri Vaikanth Maharaj, he came to Chinchura Gaudiya Mutt. That time Sri Gurudev was there, as well as Padma Gurudev. So Gurudev said, I was given this chance by my Gurudev to serve him in terms of his eating, sleeping, drinking, all this, washing his clothes, all those services I used to perform Gurudev. Especially he would take baths every day in the yoga. He would take, Gurudev said, I would take his clothes and his yamcha. Especially one day, Gurudev had brought from his former ashram one drinking lota. So Srila Puri Maharaj would always joke with him about that lota, that is your last attachment. So when Gurudev went to take bath, he kept the lota on the bank of the Ganga, and when he came back, some waves of the Ganga had taken away the lota. Therefore, Srila Puri Maharaj always used to laugh, oh, the Ganga took away your last attachment, very nice. So he stayed there for some days, some months, sorry, then he went to Pujapad and deliver the rest to the Bhakti Daita Madhav Maharaj. And he preached with him. Especially he took responsibility for all the publications of Srila Bhakti Daita Madhav Maharaj, especially their monthly magazine, the Gaudiya Vani. He established Chaitanya Vani. He established three main Gaudiya Vani. One in Jagannath Puri, one in Mayapur, and one in Vrindavan. Guru said, no matter what I was doing, if I had the chance, I would always go for his darshan. And whenever I went, I used to give my Hindi books to him. One time Gurudev said that one time Srila Puri Maharaj was angry at Gurudev, and he cursed Srila Gurudev. You are useless. All you can do is write books. So Gurudev said that when he would give a book in the hand of Srila Puri Maharaj, he said, this is the result of your curse, Maharaj. So whenever he used to see those Hindi books, he used to become very, very pleased and would give special blessings to me. So whenever he saw me, he was always very pleased. Especially in the last part of his pastime, when Guruji went there, his eyes were completely closed. So Guruji went in here. I am your servant, Narayan Maharaj has come. Then he became very happy. Even though the doctors were forbidding him to talk, and they had some long discussion, and Guruji asked some questions. And after that, he closed his eyes and did not talk to anyone. And 2 or 3 days after, he left on this very day, 1999. Therefore, we pray that he may give us all blessings. Especially, Gurudev said, I am requesting him to give me the blessing that I can preach this current of pure devotion everywhere. He was very, very affectionate. Pankriti and Srila Puri Maharaj had a very affectionate relationship. Therefore, even after Pankriti and Sanyas, then Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Puri Maharaj would always call him Vinoda, means big brother Vinod. Therefore, Gurudev said even the Muslims of Mayapur used to call him Vinod Babu. Therefore, all of his godbrothers had such a sweet relationship with Bhakti, who were now part of Gurudev.
He was more than 100 years when he left body. One time from ISKCON, leaders of ISKCON, they went to him and said, Narayan Maharaj, he is speaking topics of Madhuras, teaching of Madhuras. He is preaching 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. That is why you should forbid him. He is not like our parampara. He is outside of our parampara and teaching. Like Prabhupada, his Gurudev, and others were, he is preaching outside of all this. He said, you are committing an offense at his feet. He is the ornament of our sampradaya. He is very intelligent. He is very expert in our Siddhanta. Especially in Hindi region, he is preaching all this. You should have affection towards him. And why do you have such moods towards him? They became embarrassed and went back. No, I did not say, why did you say this? Don't translate this, what I did not say.
No. Thank you.
He spoke about this so that he cursed me. You are useless and you can only write books. He did not speak this, Gurudev. So why did he speak this? He did not curse me, he became happy, Gurudev. One more day, tolerate.
One of the main pillars of our Sampradaya. He is one of the main pillars of our Sampradaya. He is very learned and most expert in our Siddhanta. Especially he is preaching the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially in the Hindi speaking areas. Therefore he has given so much affection to you. I cannot understand why you are behaving him like this, and you are making no sense to these things. So just one certification.
Today we went first of all to Khadirvan. Krishna had chased Bhattasura. He mixed amongst the dogs of Krishna, wanted to kill Krishna and Baladev. That time Krishna understood. The dogs, when they would smell him, they would run away from him. You understand? And that he had killed his dog. So when he ran away, ran to catch him, then from there he chased him, Khaderna. He chased Khaderna. That's why the name became Khadir one or Khadera. And there are many Khadirs. This Katechu, what is used in the beetle, that was a forest of this tree. That's why also Khadir one. Also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Lokanath Das Goswami and Bhugarbh Goswami. In a solitary place, they used to live near the Kund, near Krishna Kund. Krishna Kund? Kishori Kund. And used to perform his bhajan. Without begging, whatever he would collect, he would maintain his life somehow, day and night, only bhajan. Nearby, near his cottage was also, there is one very big field, it is known as Rasasthali. Krishna, with gopis, he performed his rasa there. After that, we came to Yavat. Yavat, that
Srimati Radhika ji ka aur unke sahayogiyon ka ye sasuraal
tha. This was Yavat was the in-laws place of Radha and the gopis. They had to, Radharani had to get married to Krishna, but by the arrangement of Yogamaya, got her married to Abhimanyu. And Abhimanyu also was turned important. And his brother was Durval. Lalita got married to him. And Anang Manjari got married to him. And other gopis also got married in this village. All of them remaining there, they used to reside. And Vishwanu Maharaj, for his daughter, made a very wonderful palace, which is also known as Kandar Kunj, the palace. Very many pastimes of Radha and Krishna have been performed in this. I think they must have described. You must have described in those places. No need to repeat. Nice. So that place, it is the glory of our sampradaya. Many Brajabasis, they have this belief
that
Radha and Krishna, Radha had got married to Krishna. Abhimanyu, she had got married to Abhimanyu, they don't agree to this. They understand that in Bhandirvat, Radha and Krishna got married. But they did not get married. It was just a Gandharva Vivaha. Ramaji, with the Ved Mantra, he just performed their Gandharva Vivaha marriage.
If
they would have got married, then she should have gone to her in-law's place. She never went to her husband's place. Why was she residing in Yavat then? If she got married to Krishna, he had 10 sons and one daughter from Satyavana and Rukmini others, and she also had some kids. But when in Bhandirvat, this Gandharva Vivaha, when it was arranged, that time Krishna was a small child and so was Radhika. In Vivaha, Nanda Baba was taking Krishna to see the cows grazing. All around there became a thunderstorm, the clouds in the sky, lightning, and she saw a small baby girl. Radhika is coming and spreading out her hands. She took Krishna. So it's their marriage is not possible in such early age. Lalita and others, they got married to Krishna. Never. None of them got married to Krishna. Lalita's husband's name was something else. Vishaka's husband's name is something else. Roop Manjari's husband is some other name. So this is from Parakebab, from Golok. To taste this Parakebab, he has come from Golok. If Radhikaji and the gopis, they are not different from Krishna. If they are Krishna themselves, for they are manifested themselves as Radhikaji, and these gopis are Kaya view of Radhikaji. That is why, actually, from Tattva, actually they are his own. But because of Parthya Bhav, of nourishment of this dust, that's why all these gopis are not his wives in this Vishnu's only present day, Yava. In other sampradayas, they go there also or not. But our sampradaya, people definitely go there, and with faith they see this place. So you people, you went to Yavat, and Krishna, how he broke Balaji's man, he begged for his man, and how Krishna, he got himself enclosed in a chest on the head of husband of Radhika. He loaded him to the home of Radhika. Shubha Sakha was sent, and Radhika became Shubha Sakha, and she came out of the home. There are so many pastimes. Shila Vishwa Shukadi Thakur, in Chamka Chandrika, he has described all these pastimes. So many other pastimes also have been described. After that, you went to Kokil once. There are two ponds in Kokil. One where Krishna is singing kuhu kuhu, like the cuckoo bird. Radhika ji, along with her friends, taking her permission of Jatila, she sang this cuckoo bird who is singing, I want to sing. What kind of this cuckoo bird is singing so sweetly? And she had a meeting last time with Krishna. Choti and Badi Vaishnavas, these are the gopas meeting place. And for Krishna, they used to think various points, how to keep him safe. So many obstacles coming, so many troubles coming. And they used to discuss so many things there. Charan Pahari, grazing the cows, he played his flute, Krishna. All the stones melted. The footprints of camels, cows, deer, Sakha's footprints, Krishna's long, very long footprints are there. The stone melted. That's why a small foot also is visible as big, because he slipped. Nearby is Charan Kund, which is also known as Kheer Sagar. Earlier was very sweet water, nowadays everything is all salted. So like this, you visited all these places and you have come back. I think you are very tired. I think you had three places meals today. In Khadirwan, we had full belly full, roti, jaggery, sabzi, all these things, matcha. And from there, when you came, you reached Charan Pahari, Malpua, kheer. some chili, chawal, khadi. You again had belly full of all these things. Nothing when it remained, then again while coming back at Kosi, rice, dal, parmanna, puri, sabji. I don't think you will eat, be able to eat in the evening now. Can you? Festival. So you are tired. I think let's stop today. Tomorrow is the closing day. 1 month or 4 months, especially this 1 month that we have followed this fasting, following of the this month, Kartik. Why did we keep this? To please Radhaji. And every day we were Damodar Ashtakam, we were singing. And regarding Krishna and Radha and other songs also, we were singing, prayers we were singing, and every day, we are only evening and morning, we are hearing Krishna Katha, Paath Pravachan, we are having. Now, tomorrow, the Vrat will be complete, will be a Yajna, fire sacrifice. Whatever things were not allowed, tomatoes, brinjal, and coffee and other vegetables. From tomorrow we will start eating all these things. But remember one thing. Whatever Guru Maharaj, the way Guru Maharaj used to follow all these fasting, at the time of Phagun Navadi Parikrama. After that, in the fifth or Ashad Ratha Yatra in June, July, and in Kartik, this Kartik Vrat, and going to Krishna's one of his dhams, is to perform parikram. I am also similarly calling all the devotees, winding in their clock, I'm winding their clock within a gap of 3 months. I call them again. I want to make them expert in bhajan. I am arranging all these things so that you will not become weak. Always you should be absorbed in bhakti. Still some unfortunate people are not able to benefit from this. That is why whatever katha we have heard here, Krishna's qualities, what we have described, that take them in the bag of your hearts and meditate on them. That what kathas have been spoken, they are present in the form of books. You should read them. Like this, perform your bhajan, all of you, please wait for Krishna's mercy. Those who haven't given anything, pranami for Pandaji, I request them. It is better if you will be able to give something. When the ending is good, everything is good. English.
He joined the group of other cows with the intention to kill Krishna. But smelling him, they ran over, the other cows would run away, and they were killed by Sri Krishna there. Kadir Bin Pan Pan. Kadir Bin Pan.
What?
Also there.
Kadir means what?
Kadir
means to chase, push away, full.
Like, that site is very clear. On the north of the solid site. And there on the back is a Krishna Kund. Somehow out of humanitarian life, and they are not engaging with others. There is one big field which is extended as a place of Radha Krishna's Rasa Lila. Then we went through Yavat. Yavat is a very important place in our Sampradaya. Srimati Radhika and her friends are married there, and live in the house of their father's home. Srimati Krishna's marriage was ready to be fixed with Yogamaya at the last moment, arranged Radhika's marriage with Abhimanyu, and Ananda Manjari's marriage with Abhimanyu's brother, Numa. Yogamaya made Abhimanyu a eunuch. Therefore, Vishwamitra Maharaj built for his daughter a very large palace. And this place, Yala, is very important in our Sampradaya. Especially in Vrindavan, many Vrindavan is considered as Radha and Krishna are married. They do not accept or understand Radhika's marriage with Abhimanyu. And in support of this, they give evidence of Radha and Krishna's marriage at Mandirava by Chandramukh Brahmaji. But really, this is not marriage. This is only Karnataka marriage. Otherwise, if Radha and Krishna are married, why is Radhika staying in Yava? Why is she not staying with her husband in Nandagaon? Then why also, like Rukmini and Satyabhama, has she not had 10 children with Sri Krishna? Therefore, at the time of Gandhara marriage, both Radha and Krishna were small babies. Therefore, where is the question of marriage at such an age? When Srinathabala went calculating, being afraid of a storm, he saw small Radhika and gave baby Krishna the hand in her hand. Therefore, where is the question of marriage? Elisa Vishaka and the other Arsasakis are also not married to Krishna. Their husbands are others. Therefore, Yogamaya arranges that the gopis are married with other gopis in order to nourish Parikira or the unwedded fellows. There is no difference between the gopis and Krishna, and the gopis are simply body expansions, bodily expansions of Srimati Radhika. Whether other Sampradayas go to Yas or not, which is what I cannot say, but it is definitely a major place for our Sampradaya, and we should try to see it with the proper vision. We should have probably heard how at Yas Krishna came disguised as a yogi to beg the mind of Radhika, and Radharani emptied her plate full of ingredients on Krishna's head. We heard how Madhusudana was filling a big box full of ornaments full to take to Radhika, and Krishna emptied out the ornaments and hid in that box, and Abhimanyu carried him to Radhika's room. Today we heard how sometimes Subhava comes inside and changes place with Radhika, but she may go outside to meet with Sri Krishna. These are all explained by Sri Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur in Bhupasi Chandrakala Chandrika. Then we went to Kokilavan. There are two big kuns there. The day Krishna used to call in the voice of a quail, Srimati Radhika asked Kuku and asked permission from the Kula Kujula. I want to go and see that astonishingly sweetly cuckoo. Then she went out and met with Sri Krishna. We went to Baitan, where there is various assemblies of topics concerning Krishna. There, Chanan Mahari, Krishna played his flute, and the rocks melted in ecstasy, because the rocks were soft when Krishna stepped in them, and put them in the beginning. There was songs when Krishna played the part of Sesh. At that time, that wound is now cold. Here's the water. At that time, the water was very sweet, but now there's someone salty. Today, we ate food 3 times. Therefore, tonight, the meal will not be necessary. Therefore, today is the final day of our 4 months of Chandramasya, or at least our 1 month of Kartik Vrata. For what reason are we maintaining these Vrata? We are maintaining them for the pleasure of Radhika. For her happiness, we have chanted in a very structured manner different asakams like Dhamarasakam, etc. And every day we have heard 2 lectures of Krishna Katha. Also, today, tomorrow, the appearance of eggplant and other cooking foodstuffs. Therefore, like my Khan Gurudev, like Atman Gurudev, he used to do every year three mixed parikrams in Navadvip, Dham, Jagannath Puri, and the Son of Rathi Asha, and his Kartik Vrat. They were great that following his footsteps, I'm also trying to follow in the same manner. That everyone's mind should not be weak, their heart should not become overwhelmed by desire. They should come here and have their engine wound up, like squishing and wind up the door. So we should keep all this Harikatha in our hearts. And not only that, we should think and remember it. And we should also read the books of all this Harikatha, so it remains fresh in our minds, and we can be remaining inclined towards bhajan. And today is, there is Govardhan Pandit. Everyone knows that I've not given something. Can try to please give something. Some gave yesterday, but many have not given. They all can give something for our Giri Hari Pandit.
Pandit.
Pandit. Pandit. Pandit. So, tomorrow is our last day. So, many people will leave India and go their own country. So we were going to say goodbye and to pronounce the Gurudev can do now. And tomorrow morning Gurudev will come in class. And there are some initiatives also. So initiatives will get class tomorrow 9 a.m. After that, we have to say and everything. The request will give what is just to the truth and request. Who I am meeting just now, I must take the class of Gurudev. So the request is there for all. They can do pranam now. And tomorrow morning and Gurudev will come in class and do that. One more thing, as I have requested before, the devotees, the living country, our about 40 promoters going for mental preaching for Navadi Parikrama. If we fail, if they donate their sleeping bag, plus time, bag, etc., we have helpful for preaching for devotees. One more thing, everybody wants us to go for darshan everywhere. But if you mention it would have helped, that I allow there are so many devotees, maybe I'm going to speak to for you all, but if my chief has to have to answer it, Hare
Krishna.
Sir,
Mr. Shorter Ramasar. Mahatra. Three passwords are still with us. One is belonging to Madhuka from USA. One is for a Russian lady who knows Madhuka from Kalyani. And what is for the lowly from Italy? Please pick up your passports, otherwise you will have to stay.
Oh,
okay. Today, every day we are chanting the Mother Ashtaka of the day, the wonderful of the on the break of time, you can take it with you to your country. Every day, again, you can decide and put it in the commentary. I see the Sanatana Goswami, original commentary, not the Sri Guru's commentary. Added comment.
On the
Druid.
Nice job.
Today, for the session of Shiva Gurudev and all the Vaishnavas,
man, I like
the beautiful poem for Seva also, tomorrow there will be four buses leaving from here to Vrindavan at 2:30.
Yes, I'm serious.
So leave your water shower and everything tomorrow morning. We won't be able to stay there any longer.
Stop drinking.
No, 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 no. This is our time. After the Prasadam at lunchtime, 12 o'clock, buses will be waiting for nobody to get a program to go to Vrindavan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Great.
Hare Krishna.